This is Mariana here. Welcome to your Wow Rap. In Acts 1 verses 9 to 10 we read, "A cloud took him up out of their sight. While they were looking intently into the sky as he was going, two men in white clothing suddenly stood beside them, who said, 'Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into the sky? This same Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will return in just the same way as you have watched him go into heaven.' What is your focus, your first priority in life? Are you looking intently into the sky with excited anticipation for Jesus to return? Are you acting on his last commission, or are you caught up with the busyness and struggles of this world?" Our scripture this week comes from Acts 1 verse 8, "But you will receive power and ability when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses to tell people about me, both in Jerusalem, in all of Judea and Samaria, and even to the ends of the earth." Let us be determined this week to set our priorities straight. As with his disciples, Jesus is instructing us to obey him, not be afraid, follow him, walk in faith, and share the beauty of the gospel and salvation with all the world. He promises that we'll receive newness of life and we'll be energized for the gospel. Also, we'll receive the greatest gift from our Heavenly Father. We'll be filled, led, and equipped by the Holy Spirit to do his work until the day he returns. Let's witness to the ends of the earth. Let's go out into the world, and may our lives bear witness to God's glory, his compassion and kindness, his unfailing love and hope towards eternal life. Let's proclaim that Jesus is King, that God is in control, and that his plans for us are good. We can live victorious lives of significance for the kingdom in and through the power of the Holy Spirit. And let's wait expectantly. Let's stop our busyness and look to the sky, expectantly waiting and preparing ourselves for Jesus' return. May we clothe ourselves with robes of righteousness and holiness for our heavenly bridegroom. And while we prepare and wait, may we pray diligently, praise our Heavenly Father passionately, and share the good news everywhere we go. Let's pray together. Father, we glorify you. We praise you. Fill us with your power and wisdom. Set our words on fire to declare your glory and point others to you. Jesus, teach us your ways. Holy Spirit, reveal more of you in and through us. Help us to be the vessel, the instrument you need to do your work here on earth. Jesus, we wait expectantly for your return. May our lives glorify you. Amen. Have the most wonderful week.